I have the four strategies that you need in order to effectively manage your time as a leader. I'm going to show you that you have more control over your time than you imagine. To be a highly impactful and effective leader, you are going to need to put these strategies into place in your leadership routines to make sure not only you are productive, but your team as well. It is currently raining and thunderstorming where I'm at. I just had to pause the video because a police car went by with the siren on. So bear with me. We're going to get through this because I've made this time for you and I to talk about creating and utilizing time. So let's utilize the time we have. I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. I help ambitious leaders reach exponential growth in their leadership journey so they can elevate their level of influence, have a bigger impact on their team, drive business results, and keep advancing through the leadership ranks. To learn even more strategies of how you can reach exponential growth and become a visionary leader, check out my free training video series that I've just created. These videos are not listed on YouTube. They're only available through this link on my website. This training is over an hour's worth of in-depth leadership growth and development strategies to help you elevate yourself to become a visionary leader and ultimately advance your career forward. If you're an ambitious leader ready to achieve more and continue to grow and develop, this training is going to help you immensely. This is going to be your foundation to get started on becoming a visionary leader. You're going to learn so much more about that journey and how to excel as a leader by going through this free training. So make sure you follow that link in the notes or my bio to get access to this free training today. Time is the most precious resource we have. As a leader, you know in your job how you prioritize, how you delegate, how you structure your day not only impacts your performance, it impacts your team's performance and ultimately the organization's performance. How you manage and utilize that time is key to your success. So let's get into those four strategies to make sure you're utilizing and managing that time effectively. Strategy number one is protecting your time. One way that you can do this is to work backwards. Think about the available time you have to complete a task or a set of tasks or long-term goals. Start with understanding the time frame that you have or the time frame you're creating for yourself. You can even use this strategy when it comes to your time off and your work-life balance. When you're planning out projects or quarterly goals, start with your time off. Think about your time off of work, your vacation time, and your personal commitments. Put those first. Instead of starting with the business goals, start with your own personal work-life balance goals. Determine when you're taking days off and incorporate that into how you plan and create goals for yourself and your team. Even understanding when your team is taking time off is helpful. If you can encourage your team to plan out in advance in a couple months or a quarter, that would be beneficial. Obviously, you want to give your team flexibility for whatever pops up in their personal life, but understanding the next few months or quarter when it comes to time off for you and your team could greatly benefit how you accomplish goals and utilize the time most effectively. This also protects your personal time off and your vacation. If you don't prioritize your time off and your work-life balance is thrown off, that could lead to burnout, stress, anxiety. I probably don't need to tell you this. You probably already know it. So when it comes to goals for the business, start with that. Start with keeping yourself healthy and refreshed, and don't create goals that interrupt that personal time off. Along the lines of creating boundaries for your time, do it in your daily and weekly routines as well. If you have specific times that you need to work, don't take emails, don't take calls, and share that with your team and your colleagues. Let them know of certain boundaries that you have when it comes to protecting your time or the time of someone on your team. Make sure everyone in the organization that you collaborate with understands your boundaries so you can protect them. And the more people that know about these boundaries can help you keep that time sacred. Strategy number two is using time effectively. There are different activities throughout the workday. There's productive time, creative time, collaborative time. There's time for meetings. Understanding where your task and the work that needs done falls into these categories will help you better understand what takes priority, who needs to be involved, and better judge how much time is needed for each task. As a leader, you're creative, you're productive, you're thinking strategically about the business. Understanding which one of these takes priority and when you're at your best to accomplish these tasks will help you be more productive and effectively use that time. Depending on your industry, you might need more creative time than other industries. You might find that when you set aside time to be productive and you hold your boundaries true, that you can quickly get through work, and you might find you need less time for that specific kind of task. The more you can identify what kind of work takes more time and what type of work you can quickly get through is going to help you structure your day and be more effective with your time. The author Daniel Pink shares the idea of three different stages of timing throughout each day. They are peak, trough, and recovery. In the peak state, we are highly vigilant to creating and producing. We are in the best mood and we have the most energy. In the trough stage, we see a decrease in our mood and our performance. In the recovery stage, we see a rise in our moods, but not so much of a change in vigilance. There's been many studies on the circadian rhythm of humans and when we're at our most creative and our productive. Most of those studies show that the peak stage that Daniel Pink talked about is generally in the morning hours. On average, humans are most productive and creative in the morning hours between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. The drop-off in mood and performance that leads to the trough stage usually happens about midday for most people. If you think about this, it makes total sense. If you're getting halfway through the day, it's time to eat lunch, it's time to take a break. If you don't do that and you try to power through, that low energy state is just going to be lengthened even further. Generally, the recovery stage happens later in the day, which is common for a lot of people to feel that mood increase later in the day. Maybe they're not fully vigilant and performing at the higher level, but their mood has increased and they're definitely coming out of that lower trough stage. So why does this matter? Well, I can tell you from my experiences as a leader, I had a job where all of my meetings were in the morning. Between 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 a.m., I was in daily meetings. So instead of utilizing that time in my day where I was the most creative and productive, I was not honoring my boundaries. And while these meetings I was stuck in were necessary to the business, we could have done a better job of utilizing that peak performance time. Now, as I reflect on that, I've wasted so much time in the mornings where I could have been more productive doing creative things and doing more of that deep thinking work necessary for leaders who are in charge of leading strategy for the organization and your team. If you're scheduling meetings for yourself and your team during the times where you can be most productive and creative, you might be stifling a lot of that positive work that could be done in that time. You're not letting yourself and your team getting in a state of flow and accomplishing deep work. Now, maybe this isn't true for you and your team. Maybe the morning hours are not the most creative and productive for you. But I challenge you to think about that. Maybe change your routines, change your schedules if you're blocking that time off in the mornings and see if you find a difference. Find out if you're stifling yourself and your team from being more creative and productive. Strategy number three is creating time for yourself. When Albert Einstein talked about relativity of time, he talked about how putting your hand on a hot stove for 1 minute feels like an hour. But when you sit with a significant other for an hour, it can feel like a minute. Prior to Einstein's theory of relativity, the old way of thinking about time was very fixed. It was considered prior that time was consistent and universal. But Einstein's theory shattered those old beliefs and he proved that time is relative. So what does relativity have to do with your leadership time? The mindset with time that you need to lead in with is understanding that you as a leader can control time. You decide what time is used for what. You schedule when specific things are being done to make sure a certain big goal is accomplished. It could be just getting through the current day, or it could be a project that you're leading that takes months or years. You are determining how much time is needed for those tasks. I often talk to leaders who say things like, I don't have enough time, or I ran out of time, or only if I had more time, I could do this. You need to identify those moments when you feel like you're running out of time, and that is the perfect opportunity to better understand why you're running short on time. And that's how you better understand relativity in your role as a leader. Reflecting on running out of time or feeling rushed, you're going to identify what's actually important to you. You're going to identify tasks that can be delegated so you have more time back. Taking the time to reflect where you're short on time and you don't have enough will help you better understand how you can control time. You make it relative to what you need to accomplish. The fourth method is choosing strategies that will help you manage time. There are many time management methods and theories out there. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm not going to lead you in a specific direction of what you should or shouldn't use. There are definitely benefits to each method out there. So I challenge you to do some research and do some experimenting and find out what works best for you. A common method to prioritize tasks is the Eisenhower Matrix. This process helps you identify if a task is important, if it's urgent, and what to do with it. Whether you do it now, or you delegate it, or you put it off, it'll help you make decisions. There are other methods out there that will help you prioritize. Another method is the Pareto method, where you focus your time and energy on the 20% of tasks that will give you 80% of the results. Another method is choosing only 3 goals a day so you can better manage your time and not get pulled off of task and try to multitask. Again, there's a wide variety of methods out there, and I challenge you to do some research and do some experimenting. Find out what helps you. Another method for time management is time blocking. You're basically blocking off time on your calendar to do specific work. This can include anything from a 1 minute time block to several hours time block. If you want to make a quick decision and make sure you're following your gut instinct, you might set a goal of a few minutes or 5 minutes to complete something so you don't overthink it. Some goals that might not be possible and you need that deep flow state work to get it done. So you might block off hours to make sure you're focused on completing it fully in that time frame. Those are the 4 strategies you'll need to focus on as a leader to make sure you're utilizing and managing your time most effectively. Again, I highly urge you to start with setting boundaries. If you're creating long-term goals that are yearly or quarterly, start with your time off. Make sure you build that into the planning and you protect it not only for yourself, but for your team. Next, make sure you're effectively using that time. Better understand when you're most productive and creative and protect that time so you can get that most effective work done. Also, it's key, touch base with your team. Learn when your team needs time to do creative and productive work. help them set boundaries for themselves, but then also help protect it as their leader. If your most productive and creative time is in the morning and you've got meetings blocking off that time, think about reevaluating your schedule and see what you can change for yourself and your team to give that time back. Create time for yourself. Think about Einstein's theory of relativity. Instead of thinking time is happening to you and you can't do anything about it, take control. Understand when you're running out of time, how much time you need, and protect that time. And then choose the right methods for you for managing time. If you've tried the Eisenhower matrix and it doesn't work for you, try something different. If you've tried to time block for hours and you end up just dragging it on, maybe try shortening that time frame and get it done quickly. Maybe you don't need perfection, you just need to get it done. For even more strategies that will help you in your leadership journey as you grow and develop and hopefully become a visionary leader, make sure you follow the link in the notes or my bio so you can get access to my free training videos. These are not listed on YouTube. These are specifically for you. So follow that link and get the access to those videos. I know you'll find a ton of value. They are more in depth in these YouTube videos I make, so I know you're gonna find some good things in there. I hope you're utilizing your time and you're managing it to your best ability. Use these strategies to get even better, and hopefully you'll gain some time back. Until next time, I'm Philip Hilt, Leadership Coach. Take care.